Hi Martin, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks Nick. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. What have you been up to?
Well, usual sort of stuff really. Lots of Christmas shopping obviously this time of year. Well, I say lots of Christmas shopping. Helping make decisions. Sylvana's been doing the main bulk of the shopping, to be honest with you. It always seems to happen that way. I have good intentions about helping out as much as possible, but I tend not to.
No, similar here. It's as much a surprise for me on Christmas Day as to what presents the kids are getting.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Makes it exciting for me too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? We're still kids at heart.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, other than that, I managed to get out for a few beers on Friday, which was nice. But yeah, just ticking along normal otherwise. What have you been up to?
Well, it's the curse of the podcast strikes again, doesn't it? Because we just started the podcast up again and my children go and get poorly. Charlie caught, well, all the kids have had, I think it's going around the whole country, so be careful with your children. The RSV virus, it's called. Isabel, they tested Isabel, obviously, because of her leukemia and so on, and this is what it came back as, testing positive, which is just a respiratory virus, which for me and you would just be a cough and a cold and stuff. Although it does linger on for like 3 to 4 weeks. Which is how long Sophie's been struggling with it. But obviously with Charlie having chest issues and stuff, he ended up in hospital for nearly a week. We were nearly ambulanced up to Bristol again. Yeah, it was touch and go at one point. And Isabel was dealing with it really, really well, but then she spiked her temperature one evening. So Charlie was in hospital in Barnstable and I was Sophie, and I just got back home and took Isabel's temperature and it had gone up to 38.2 or something. So we had to then, me and Isabel had to go into hospital in Exeter.
Oh no.
So yeah, both in different hospitals, looking after different kids. So yeah, that's why there's been a bit of a delay in the podcast and so on.
Yeah, what a nightmare. They're better now though, are they?
Yeah, they're all good at the moment, touch wood. And yeah, as it's a virus, hopefully they should, as long as it doesn't mutate, they can only get it once. So fingers crossed they might stay well.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Wood touched, everything.
Touching wood here too, yeah.
Stay well for Christmas now.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned that because I hadn't actually heard of it, but I know a couple of people around here that have got something similar that's been going on, like a cough and a cold that's weeks and weeks, seem to shake it. I wonder if it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think when we were in Barnstable, they had two children's wards that were just full of children with it.
Wow.
And they were in isolation as well, so they were stuck in that ward and couldn't get out because it's so prevalent and being passed around and stuff. Yeah, so
crazy.
So, but the only people that haven't had it out of our family anyway, because my mum lives next door, is my mum and myself. So, been dosing up on vitamin C and things like that to try and keep it away. But
can imagine, yeah, seems inevitable though if everyone else has had it.
Well, it's going now. I'm kind of hoping that I've had a very light strain and didn't even notice.
Right, yeah. Let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I've seen you've been out cycling as well.
I have, yeah. I've been having to get the training miles in.
Yeah.
It's really funny because I look at the weather now every kind of Sunday and just looking at the weather and thinking, well, when's the nice weather going to be? When can I get these training rides in?
Yeah.
But I've also realised that come September next year, doing this ride across Britain thing, if it's raining one day or cold and windy, I've got no choice. I've got to get out and do it. So I've been forcing myself, or I did force myself, to get out in the wind and cold and rain last week, which was actually quite enjoyable and good fun. But yeah, then this week, I mean, I did a ride yesterday, doing the same ride again today, and then I'm back in Gloucester for a couple of days for a Christmas party. So yeah, I've got to kind of fit the rides in where I can at the moment.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough after a Christmas party to get out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I've already booked Thursday off. That's a no ride day. That's a recovery day.
Sounds like a good plan.
Not recovering from cycling, recovering from alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, oh, that's funny.
But yeah, back out again Friday.
Yeah, the bad weather thing's funny, isn't it? Because I don't know. It's like cycling because I don't do much cycling. But when I go for a run and it's bad weather, it's literally just getting yourself out the house, and then once you get going, it's fine. It's just actually getting going.
Mm. Yeah, we had 50-mile-an-hour winds over the weekend. So
right.
I'm not sure at what point they would perhaps postpone, you know, a day's riding or something like that in this event. Perhaps look into that, because like going out in 50-mile-an-hour winds isn't much fun.
That's pretty horrendous.
On a bike, like running, you can do it, couldn't you? But it would still be really, really tough and pretty horrific. Yeah. But you know, that strong a wind, you can actually get blown off your bike, I guess.
Yeah. Or blown into traffic or something stupid like that.
Yeah, or off a cliff. Yeah. So how's your work been going?
It's been going okay. Yeah. I was thinking about what's happened since last time, really, going back, and it's been about 3 weeks, so it's just really been carrying on with working with the developer, getting these features done and into the app. I haven't released as many to the customers as I would have liked. I've kind of seemed to have got this thing where the feature's done and it's in there, and I just keep tweaking and tweaking without releasing. So I just need to nip that in the bud and get it out there, rather than just keep faffing about for weeks on end. Because it's this the continual problem is I keep tweaking it to a point where it's not ready to be released anymore because, you know, work properly, and then something else comes up, so I have to switch tasks. And then it's like a day later that I get back to it, and it's just stupid. I just need to get it out in like V1 stage sort of thing, and then tweak it later. So that's something I need to do. But other than that, yeah, it's been going okay. Just continually working with the developer to get these new features built and in. The new customers, like I said last time I mentioned, there were three customers came on. So I'm still in stealth mode, so to speak, or semi-stealth mode, where I'm not really doing any marketing.
Mm.
But last month I had a few customers come on, and this month I've got a few that are onboarding at the moment. So at the end of the month should have another three customers coming on. And yeah, and demos are still coming in. So I've got four demos this week, three demos last week. So it's going okay, yeah.
So this may well be the last podcast before the end of the year, I guess, yes, mightn't it? Depending how our schedules work out. So how do you think you'll do in terms of your end of year target that you set?
I'm not going to hit that. I'm not going to be far away. I'll probably be about... you know, I'll be more than 2/3 of the way to it.
Mm-hmm.
So probably more like 75% of the way there, but not quite there. And I think that's okay. I'm fairly comfortable with that because the last couple of months, especially, I haven't really done any marketing or anything. And it's encouraging to me that even in this sort of semi-stealth mode, I'm still getting demos and still getting customers coming on board. So it's encouraging that maybe once I start marketing again in January, I think January probably is when it will happen. Hopefully I can get more than three customers a month coming in. I need to get more than three customers coming in. So I'm fairly confident that'll happen.
Well, you say you need to. We don't necessarily, like, three is still good, especially as they don't churn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So three is, yeah, you're right. The lifetime value is pretty good because they stay around for a long time. So I could just keep bringing on three a month, but obviously I want to do better than that.
You'd obviously like to speed it up. Yeah. How are they finding you at the moment then, as you've turned off all advertisers and stuff?
So the only advertising I haven't turned off is the Google ads that I have running, which are really nailed down around particular keywords. And so, you know, they only cost like a few pound a week or something. It's really, really low cost. So I just thought I'd leave that going. So they're coming through those and referrals, or they've seen links on websites, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just natural sort of natural stuff mainly.
Awesome. And what marketing are you going to start in January? Have you started putting a plan together?
I've got a magazine ad going out in January, which is the same as I did previously with magazine ads. That's the only thing I've got planned. But I think, yeah, I don't have a firm idea yet, but there's Twitter marketing, Facebook marketing, all in the mix that I'm thinking about which way to go. And I'll probably just choose one and then focus on it for a while at least and see how it works.
Cool.
I'd like to do more SEO, and I've got the sanity check, obviously, and it keeps recommending keywords to me, and I rarely do anything with them, so I think I'd like to do some of that as well.
Just get some articles written around them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Write them yourself. Even just getting them up to start with, and seeing if you can start to rank for them, and then go back and improve them afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think that's rather than
Procrastinate over it too long and think you have to write the perfect piece or get the perfect article up. Just get something up with a few hundred words and see how you get on.
Yeah. So, the keywords that are being suggested, they must be because people are coming to the website based on those keywords. So there's already something on there that's triggering that. So I could just perhaps find what those pages are and then hone them into something a bit more specific.
Yeah. So I think probably thinking of the long tail stuff, it'll be stuff that you're perhaps getting impressions in Google from. So yeah, it might not be stuff that they're clicking through for yet.
Yeah.
But as you say, you'll have some content that's loosely based around those keywords. So it'll be worth figuring out, what page it is that's given the impression. And then you can even go and make the page better by including that keyword and content on there and that topic. Or as you say, if it's a standalone topic or could be a standalone topic, go ahead and create a separate page.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd like to do that. So the key thing is how much time I get freed up, which should be a fair bit based on these features that I'm intending on getting released to customers. So all of them that the developer's been working on should be released by the end of the year, and then I should have so much more free time then, which would be great. So I should be able to spend enough time. I should have enough time to be doing like an article a week maybe, and then as well as the marketing. But it won't be a all singing or dancing article, but like you say, just a start for 10, so to speak. Yeah, so hopefully that'll work out.
So is a developer working on the admin stuff to try and remove
Yeah.
the support burden from you?
Exactly that, yeah. I've had him focusing on the admin bits that are missing at the moment, or not missing, but not customer ready. Some of them are just missing, some of them are just not customer ready. Yeah, and it's going really well. I mean, I think last time I was complaining a bit about UX and that I want to get the usability right because with most of the users of the app being non-technical, it's got to be easy for them to use because I don't want to be answering support calls all the time about how do I do this, how do I do that. And so there's been a lot of time spent on that UX side of things, which is difficult because you're kind of making it up. You're kind of thinking, well, I think that would be simple for them to use without actually asking them. And I was asking a few people about this recently, actually, about how to do UX design, because I think I've got a reasonably good eye for it in terms of how easy a piece of UX user interface would be to use by a customer. But the general feeling is that you should probably actually talk to the customers and get them to use it and see all that, run it by them, see what they think of it. But I don't think I've got time for that really. I think I'm just going to go with it and then see what happens.
Yeah, you can refine it afterwards. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm sure some of your customers would quite happily, give you half a day or a couple of hours, and you can just sit on their shoulder and watch them trying to use it.
Yeah, I think that's.
I reckon it'd be quite eye-opening for you.
I think you're right, and I think that's something that, again, excuse me, if I've got a bit of time next, I should have a bit of time start of next year, so I may try and do that then. Especially some of the bigger features where people might get bogged down, and it might put them off. I'd like to see how they go. Somebody also recommended Hotjar. I don't know if you've heard of Hotjar.
Yeah, I use that on. I've used it on Sanity Check and various sites.
How'd you get on with it?
Good, yeah. It's the well from a marketing point of view, I've only used it really on the marketing pages, not the kind of end user application side of things. And so from the marketing side of stuff, it does record a lot of videos, and I've never really gone through and watched the videos. I've used the heat tracking and the kind of engagement metrics on it, which have been really good. In terms of, I did some quite big changes on the marketing pages based on those, and could see that things were improving. And I guess you could certainly use it from like your admin or application pages. You could use it on there too as well to record the user sessions.
That's what I was thinking of doing, yeah, just to see where people are, where people are clicking, what they're scrolling through, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you can also it's a user. I'm trying to think of the name of the service now. You can there's like a SaaS, isn't there? Like a You can use user onboarding or something like
Yeah.
that you can people record. You give it, you say, set them a certain tasks to do within your
Oh,
application,
yes, I think
and
I've
they'll
heard of that.
record it for you and like talk through what that button doesn't make sense. What does this one particularly mean? I'm not sure what I'm doing here, and so on.
Yeah.
I would consider doing that rather than Hotjar, because knowing how time pressed you are, I reckon you'd record a load of Hotjar videos and then never go back through and watch them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Whereas having one kind of, I think the people that do it are quite well versed in user experience as well, so they'll perhaps know some of the anti-patterns and stuff like that that perhaps you've unknowingly implemented, or stuff that people might struggle on. You could do both. I mean, Hotjar's I think is only like $50 a month as well, so it's not much.
Yeah, I might give it a go actually and just see what that I'm sure there's some low hanging fruit that that would show, and then maybe take it to the next stage of getting specifics looked at.
I
Yeah.
mean, the only thing is though, like, if you go for the service where someone records it and talks you through it, you only have to watch one video then. Whereas if you're using Hotjar, you'll end up having to watch 30 videos.
Right,
So
okay.
it may well actually be more time saving just to go with the useronboarding.com, whatever it's called. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I'll have a look. Okay, cool. I'll make a note of that. I mean, it's something to pick up in the new year anyway, but I'll have a look. Cool. Yes, yeah, so that's me really. Yeah, same old for the past few weeks at least.
Cool.
How about you? How are things going? You had a big pricing change last time we spoke.
Well, yeah, I did, got zero feedback on that,
Oh.
so don't know where anybody is who's listening. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
The feedback I got from the people, well, yeah, it was the idea of having $99 kind of all you can eat service type thing. And I've the people I suggested it to, I can't remember whether I got to this point of suggesting it already to a few users already. They were all positive, and a couple of people have taken it up. It's not advertised on the site yet, but I've thought about refining it a little bit anyway, in terms of I might keep the individual plans and then still have this plan of $99, but it will just be for as many standard plans as you want, kind of like the entry ones.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the agencies who are interested in this type of plan are working with smaller sites anyway. They're like, smaller SEO agencies, and they might have 10 or 20 small sites they're looking after and working with. And so they'd only be interested in the small plan anyway
Yeah.
for each site. So it would make sense to kind of limit it that way, I think, rather than having an agency come on with 30, you know, large plan clients and only having to pay $99 for that.
Yeah, that sounds good, because then you can it might be difficult to communicate that on a pricing page, but it sounds good in terms of not missing out on those bigger clients that they have as well.
Yeah, and generally agencies, they'll come and kind of ask what's the pricing deal you can do for an agency anyway. So that's when you can kind of pitch them on the various deals that we've got available.
Yeah.
But in terms of kind of work on sanity check and stuff like that, I'm similar to you. I guess I'd call it stealth mode at the moment. So I turned off all advertising a couple of months ago when I made the decision that I was going to do some SEO consultancy work. I was like, well, I need a break. I fancy a break from sanity check anyway. Just, you know, the support that comes from customer questions and trial user questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I turned off all paid advertising. That's probably been about 2 months it's been off. So there's been a few people registering, perhaps 3, 4, 5 a week, and that's led to a couple of new customers coming in, but it was definitely paid advertising that was driving all the trials and the new users and so on.
Right.
So that's died down, and that's been nice. It's just given me a little break from working on sanity check, which I kind of feel like I needed.
Yeah.
And it's obviously given me the time to get on with some SEO consultancy work, which I've been enjoying, actually.
Yeah. Is that going well?
Yeah, well, there's more work than I can do at the moment, I guess, because, like I said, I was working with there's a web design agency that runs the co-working space that I'm in. So he's got a whole bunch of clients, and as soon as he said to them that, you know, he could now provide SEO consultancy through me, like 4 or 5 of them jumped on it straight away.
Wow.
And so that's 2 or 3 days work for each one, just on an audit, to get an audit done. And so it's been really interesting, actually, because I've had to plan for the first time in a long time. It sounds crazy, I know. But I used to kind of just sit down each day and go, well, I fancy working on this, or I fancy doing a little bit of marketing maybe, or, you know, this problem's been bugging me now, so I'll fix that, and so on. But when you've got customers lined up and waiting for a deliverable rather than, you know, you just providing an ongoing service, I guess, or software as a service, I have to sit down every Sunday and kind of, I ended up buying a paper kind of notebook thing that's got, you know, a square for each day.
Oh, yeah.
And just filling in the days of which audit I'm going to work on which day, and so on, when I'm going to squeeze cycling in, when I'm going to do various bits and pieces. And it's amazing when you look at it a day at a time and put one client or one, you know, audit in for each day, and that's all you're going to work on a day, you quite quickly run out of days when there's only 5 a week.
Yeah.
It's
really funny you're talking like that, because I've got a whole stack here under my desk of those books that I used to use when I was freelancing, just to make sure I'd fit all the work I had to do in for the clients in the week.
Mm.
Exactly the same thing. You know, when am I going to go for a run? I have to put a block in there just to fit a run in and all that sort of stuff. It's quite funny.
It is quite nice, though. It's nice to have a different approach in terms of actually being planned out and knowing what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
During the week and things like that, and so not having to wake up in the morning and even really think about what I'm going to be doing, because I already know what it is. And it's also important as well of being able to look back, you know, when I'm going to invoice a client and knowing what I've done, because there's a couple that are on retainers, and if I wasn't to record anything and think back what have I done the last 4 weeks, I'd really be struggling. And obviously they may want details on their invoices of what's been done over the last 4 weeks.
It's funny. So, thinking about that, I think it's a really good idea. I know what you're saying. I used to forget that. You get a nice warm feeling when it's all planned out as well, and you can see what's going on. But so if I try to do that now, I try to do that with what I've got going on at the moment, but it just gets blown out of the water really quickly. So I gave up on it. Maybe I should just try it and just try and stick to it a bit harder or faff about.
Yeah, I think it works with the consultancy stuff that I'm doing at the moment, because I know that an audit will take, you know, between 2 and 3 days, depends on how big the site is. And so I can quite happily fit it into those boxes.
Sure.
Whereas I've tried the same with you, planning and stuff with development around sanity check. And we're always, what you think will take a day will take 4 days.
Mm.
So it just blows it out of the water then anyway, because everything else that you plan to get done that week, you know, I've tried doing what are the 3 most important things to get done this week, and back then, or occasionally, if I got one of them done, I was lucky, because, you know, it was just a lot more of a bigger challenge than I realized it was going to be, or it took longer and so on, or, you know, a bug came up that I needed to get fixed and stuff.
Yeah. It's also like what kind of state your mind's in as well, because I can sit down, and if I'm not in the right state of mind, I can spend hours working on the simplest of tasks development-wise, whereas I should just stop doing it, you know, and just do something else. So that blow plans out of the water as well.
Mm. Yeah, what's interesting this week specifically, I guess, is when you put the weeks in, obviously prior commitments go in first, I guess. So I know I'm back in Gloucester Wednesday and Thursday. Monday, Yesterday I did set aside what, half a day for cycling, and then half a day for doing some sanity check I wanted to get done. So that only leaves then 2 days to get any consultancy work done as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the, you know, if consultancy was what I was living off, that would be only 2 days a week I'd be billing as well. So it's quite eye-opening once you do kind of take a, you know, a step back and look at the calendar. Yeah, it'll be interesting going forwards, I guess. I'm enjoying it anyway, like the switch from just waking up every day and figuring out what to, or thinking what to work on, to actually being a bit more organized and planned out. I'm enjoying the change. Whether how long it'll last, I don't know. I'm perhaps about to being disorganized at a later date, but
No,
changes are always nice, aren't they, to start
oh yeah,
with?
absolutely. And as long as you keep enjoying it, that's the main thing, isn't it? Keep going with it.
Yes. Yeah.
And hopefully
So
the
that.
sanity check can keep going on the side as well.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's one of the next things I was going to come on to in terms of side projects. But in terms of the SEO consultancy stuff, the next bit for me to move on to is to try and figure out how to get the pieces of work as ongoing engagements. So I've got one customer who signed up to 4 days a week, and it's just how to, first of all, what kind of work can be delivered on an ongoing basis and how to manage it. And that will be interesting, because that will be how or where I kind of look to take people on and recruit people, I think,
Yeah.
to help with the content creation and bits and pieces around that. So that will be interesting. That's the kind of challenge thing that I'm finding interesting, because it's a new challenge. It's something I've not done before. That's always the kind of work I find most interesting.
Yeah. And is that what it would be? Just like, well, I say just content creation, I mean social media, that sort of stuff as well? Or would you not get involved with that, do you think?
Potentially, if they've not got anyone that's involved in that at the moment. But it's weird, because they're quite big businesses though, and like e-commerce stores that we're working with, and they've got a marketing department, and so perhaps they look after social. But it's amazing how many of these sites are e-commerce businesses but don't have anyone SEO specialized, and perhaps haven't ever done any SEO, and they've actually got really big, like never actually worrying about it. So it shows two things, like how you can do well without ever worrying about SEO and just doing things, you know, as you would do them. But then also, hopefully, it will be proved out that with someone spending a bit of time on SEO on these stores and stuff, how much better they can do as well.
That'd
So,
be interesting to follow along with that, yeah. And hopefully we'll pick up some SEO tips as we go as well.
well, you got to pay for them now. I'm a consultant.
Quite right too.
Yeah, for saying about sanity check being a side project, I'm kind of a bit overwhelmed from that point of view of having, I've kind of almost started too many side projects now. And going back to the planning thing again, it's like, where do I fit these side projects into? So there's sanity check, there's golf.io, which I paid for design to be done for that I've yet to implement. Yeah, VoucherCodes Pro, that's kind of a side project now. Cycling itself is a side project that's going to be ongoing for at least, you know, another 12 or well, 9 months, I guess.
Yeah, you got to be careful because I suffer from this as well. I've got too many things on the side, well, on the side, too many things going on as well as the day job, so to speak.
Yeah, there was talk on Twitter. I saw Justin Jackson saying about side projects and full time and 80-hour weeks and all that kind of stuff. The side project thing, people were kind of talking about it being, you know, 10 to 15 hours a week as being a side project. And I guess that's evenings as well, but 10 to 15 hours, that's 2 full working days, isn't it? So that's a bit more than a side project. I was thinking, you know, I can perhaps sanity check, because it's generating revenue. It's not, you know, a pie in the sky idea at the moment. Sanity check, I can quite happily put down 1 day a week in the calendar and spend on that, and even more if there's not consultancy work to do. But the other projects, I'm kind of thinking, well, they need to be evening projects at the moment, which kind of sits into or eats into the relaxation and recuperation time.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, I don't have side projects in terms of development activities, but you know, things like committees. I tend to get drawn into committees. I love a good committee. I can't seem to
You
help
do.
myself.
Just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say that. I love a good committee, Martin.
I don't mean to do it. It's just it's
It's the
the latest.
politician in you trying to
No, God no. But
come out.
it's just the latest one. So the after school club that my daughter goes to, I'm on the committee for that. I mean, that was kind of it's two things. What happens is that they're all volunteer committees and nobody ever volunteers. That's the problem. So I get in my, oh, God's sake, somebody's got to do it. So I sort of say, look, I'll help out. And then I get dragged into it. But that also helps me out as well with the products because it's related. So that's okay. But I got dragged into taking notes at the meetings for the Scouts committee as well because she goes to Scouts. And it's just, I think I don't know what it is. I think the way to get at me is just to sit me in a room with other people and ask for volunteers, and then if nobody else volunteers, I feel like I have to push myself forward. You know, it's crazy.
Mm.
But yeah, I think I have to cut down on these things. I can't keep doing them.
You've got to learn to say no, haven't you? I've been getting a bit better at that recently. So I had a couple of potential like people with ideas like, oh, do you fancy getting involved in this idea? And normally I would say yes, but I've actually said no. So
I'm good at that now in terms of helping people out with, you know, oh, I've just got this little development task. Can you help me out with it? No, it's just the other stuff. There you go. Yeah. Is there anything else going on? You mentioned Voucher Codes Pro. Is that must be getting busy at the moment.
It's still ticking along. It's not really. It's you remember we had the issue with spam sites a couple of years ago. Well, they all got sorted out. Kind of Google removed all those, but now they've kind of been replaced by anyone that's got a powerful domain in terms of lots of domain authority, like the Daily Mail, Telegraph, Independent. They've all got white label voucher code sites on a subdomain now.
Right.
So they've all been replaced by these voucher code sections from the Daily Mail and Independent and so on. But what's even worse and even more annoying is that people have now been buying up authoritative domain names that have kind of, I guess, come on the market. Because a good example, and this will annoy you as well, but you must remember the magazine Enemy.
Yeah.
So that stopped being a print magazine a while ago. And then they closed down the website as well a little while ago as well. So there's no Enemy website, as in New Musical Express.
Wow.
So they obviously sold the business or sold the assets, and someone bought the domain name. And because it's got lots of authority and lots of domains linking to it, it's now a VoucherCodes website.
Huh. God, that's awful.
So yeah, there's other things. I've seen appspot.com, which was some kind of, I don't know, SaaS app at some point. That's now a VoucherCodes website and so on. So I imagine Google will crack down on it at some point. But again, as always, waiting for that thing to happen. Yeah. And just checking enemy.com now as well. Oh yeah, so Enemy, it's like a, I don't know, a popular news magazine type website, but it's got a discount code section along the top. That's where they're making all their money, I guess. And I think it's the same business that is doing all these white label feeds for all these various websites as well. So, anyhow.
Crazy. So that's the new way of making money, is it? Voucher codes.
Well, buying authoritative domain names and spinning up a voucher codes website on it. That's the way they're doing it at the moment. But how long they'll live, I don't know. Newspapers and so on, they need to make money whichever way they can, don't they? Because they've sold themselves down the river by giving their content away to Google for free. So, although most of us would love to see the death of the Daily Mail, I think, and various other news publications.
It's good to have a varied opinion, Nick. Oh dear. Well, that's certainly interesting. I've got an urge now to go and find a high authority domain name and set up a voucher codes website.
Well, it'll cost you thousands, that's the thing.
Yeah.
People realise the value of a domain name with lots of links pointing to it now. But...
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
So you're off for a cycle, are you?
I am, yeah. Going to do the same ride I did yesterday. So I'm supposed to be doing, I've got a training plan through from this ride across Britain thing. And Saturdays and Sundays are supposed to be, you know, consecutive rides. And because it was a storm coming through this weekend, I can shift that to Monday, Tuesday, which is good, having that flexibility of schedule and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I was actually in the office working on Saturday because I saw what the forecast was like. So, I was like, well, if I work today, then I can fit my two rides in on Monday and Tuesday morning. So,
that's good. I bet it was nice, actually, quiet and just getting on with stuff.
Peaceful, no emails, no Skype. Lovely, yeah.
I do like working on a weekend for that reason. You know that your email's not going to keep going up just while you're sat there doing something.
I wasn't really missing out on much for the kids either because it's two birthday parties for them, one after the other. For other people, obviously not their birthday parties. I've been there for those. So, yeah, other people's kids' birthday parties that they were going to. So they were just shipped off to those. And, I was left alone to go into the office and work, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's good. Great.
All righty.
Yeah, well, good to talk to you again.
What does the calendar look like? Are we going to... It's Christmas Eve next... Friday 21st will be the next one, wouldn't it?
We could go for that if you're up for it. Should we play it by ear?
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah, let's see what happens. Depends if we have Christmas drinks on the 20th or not, I guess.
Yeah, so
Thursday.
so maybe we'll have one more before Christmas. If not, have a great Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, and here's for a good healthy 2019.
Absolutely. Okay, well, cheers then, Nick. I'll
All right.
speak to you soon.
Yeah, cheers, Martin. Bye.
Cheers, bye.